You're listening to SBS News.
Budapest prepares to farewell the university it has hosted since 1991, but not without a protest. In October, thousands rallied, hoping to persuade the Orbán government to change its policies, unsuccessfully as it turns out. For Andreas, this protest was the last chance to get a message to the government.
I hope for this demonstration to raise awareness that academic freedom is important and that we need to have free thinkers, and that can only happen in a free thinking world.
Another protester worries about the direction Hungary is taking.
I have a very, very bad premonition about this. I think that this cannot be solved in a peaceful way because he is treading on the laws.
The Central European University, or CEU, was founded as Hungary made the difficult transition from communism to democracy. Its main sponsor, Hungarian-born philanthropist George Soros, lives in New York. In recent years, he's come under attack from the ruling nationalist Fidesz party, and especially from Prime Minister Viktor Orbán. Ironically, Mr. Orbán was once the recipient of a Soros Foundation scholarship to study political science at Oxford University. In speeches like this one to the European Parliament, Orbán accuses George Soros of encouraging mass migration.
Ez itt Soros György határokon átnyúló birodalma, rengeteg pénzzel, és nemzetközi nehéz tüzérséggel.
It's the George Soros empire with lots of money. Let the activists of George Soros take the hundreds of thousands of migrants in Europe. They are working against the Hungarian government.
Hogy letérítsék a magyar országgyűlést és a magyar kormányt az emberek által kijelölt útvonalról.
George Soros denies the accusations, but now laws passed by the Orbán government mean the CEU can no longer offer US-accredited programs in Hungary. Orbán's critics say the legal changes deliberately targeted the university. So, next year, over 700 students will be unpacking their bags and books in Vienna. Mayor Michael Ludwig is promising a warm Viennese welcome and eventually a new building.
As Vienna's mayor, I am very pleased that the university is coming to us. From the start of the student year in 2023-24, we will make facilities available on the Otto Wagner premises. In the meantime, we have a temporary solution here in Vienna.
Zwischenzeitlich wird es eine Lösung in Wien.
The Orbán government has said little on the announced move to Vienna. Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó says, quote, the Soros University isn't searching for a solution, it just wants a political commotion. But CEU Rector Michael Ignatieff maintains all efforts to continue legal operations in Budapest have come to naught. In September, with the writing already on the wall, he spoke to the Vienna Humanities Festival.
A European member state succeeds in forcing a perfectly respectable, actually pretty damn good university out of the capital city of a European nation state. That's not good. That's not a good sign for Europe. So you should welcome us. And I hope you will welcome us, and you have welcomed us. But if we have to come here because we're pushed out, it's a very bad story about the continent you're proud to be part of.
Budapest's Palace of Culture, a gilded setting for this year's Central European University graduation ceremony. Students fuss with their unfamiliar black robes and square caps. All of them aware they're likely to be the last to graduate from this university in this city, once famous for its academic life. Graduate Ena Gerin was chosen for the student address. Once a child refugee from Bosnia, she's now a Swedish citizen and will leave Budapest with a degree in nationalism studies. She tells her fellow academics,
be an active citizen, stay informed, go and vote. This is also how you can make a difference. Today you graduate. Congratulations. And as I stand here and look at you, I'm confident you will do well. The world needs you. Now go out there and make it a better place. I know we will, together. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.